your potty. Can you see what there is on your potty?
Yeah.
What is that?
Get the newspaper garden.
It's a picture of a teddy bear brushing his teeth, ready to go to bed. Have you noticed the wash basin's blue, isn't it, like ours?
Loads of too much toothpaste.
Yes, you squeeze the toothpaste tube and there's far too much toothpaste squirting out. It's gone all over the side of the wash basin, hasn't it? And what are you using now?
Around that round thing.
That round round thing. It's actually the little wooden maypole with the teddy bears on that we've looked at many times, isn't it? That Auntie Val and Uncle Stuart bought you that as a christening gift. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's got three teddy bears and each teddy bear's holding a ribbon.
What?
These ribbons. And the green base is supposed to be the grass. And the three bears are dancing around the maypole. Look, as they spin round, the ribbons are winding. Aren't they? The ribbons are winding down the maypole.
Faster.
Faster. It will soon be May Day, won't it? We're at the end of April almost. Do you know what day it is today, Thomas?
Yes, it is.
No, do you know what day it is?
Monday.
Monday? No, it's not Monday. If it was Monday, who would be coming?
Dustbin Man.
It's Friday. Good Friday today. That means you've got to be good all day.
Sweetie.
Well, if you're very good, I won't give you a sweetie.
No! I'll do all this maple.
You want some sweeties for the maple? We'll have some sweeties later.
It's
Hot Cross Monday today. It's Easter weekend. We've got Good Friday, Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, and then there's Bank Holiday Monday to come. Not sure whether the Dustbin Man will come with it being Bank Holiday. They usually do, don't they? Do you like the bears?
Yes.
So what are
these? Look, those bears.
Yes, look, we've got lots of bears here. Mummy's brought a lot of bears down to look at today. You've got the maypole with the bears. You've looked at your potty with the bears. And Auntie Val and Stuart like teddy bears. This is why nearly everything they give you has teddy bears on, because they gave you that. They've given Mummy a book about bears, which we'll have a look at in a minute. And look, do you see this picture?
Lots of balloons on it.
With lots of balloons on it. This usually stands on the landing, doesn't it? And this picture, oh, which is terribly dusty, don't look at that. Look at this. Oh, look at the dust. Oh, dear.
Somebody put it on.
Somebody put the dust on, yes. Isn't that naughty for somebody to put dust on Mummy's picture after she dusted it? That's really naughty.
I did it.
Did you?
Yes.
All right, I shall hold you responsible for all the dust in the house. When there's dust in the house, you can have a bright yellow duster and a feather duster and you can go around and clean it all up. How's that? Will you be responsible for all the dusting?
No.
No? Thought you wouldn't. I don't know. Well, Auntie Val did this. This is called a tapestry, Thomas. And look, she stitched with coloured thread. She stitched all these little bears. And it says, it has the alphabet written across there. A, B, C, D, E, F, right down to Z, X, Y, and Z. And then it says Thomas.
Mummy and Peggy.
No, it says Thomas, Henry, and then it's got your date of birth, which is 3, which is the third day, 4, the fourth month, which is April, and 9/7, which was the year, 3rd of April, 97.
Oh, it's open on my pole.
Yes, now put it down, Diane, don't break the maple. That's right, that's not a toy, you see. You've got to play with it very gently. And look, what little bears can you see around the side of the sampler? No, Thomas, no, just spin it, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 11 bears. What are these two bears doing? Do you think that's a mummy bear and a baby bear?
I think so.
You think so? Well, what is this teddy bear doing? No.
Flying balloons.
Playing with his balloons. I think that little boy's playing with a balloon, but this teddy bear's
sleeping,
isn't he? And what's this bear doing?
Playing with a yellow balloon.
Playing with a yellow balloon. And what's the bear over here doing?
Playing with a white
balloon. Playing with a
green
balloon. Isn't that beautiful? So Auntie Val stitched that very, very carefully. There's a little gift for you when you were a baby. I think that's beautiful, don't you?
Faster!
And look, it's got a little blue line running all the way around. I'm sure if you'd been a girl, she might have done that in pink. But it's in blue. Isn't it pretty?
Right.
I like that. So shall we put that over there?
Yes, I love that.
To look at it.
More bears!
More bears. Oh, haven't we got a lot of bears?
Please, I have.
Right, well, shall we put the maypole over there now with the sampler? And look, near the tape recorder that Demetra bought for you at Christmas.
In my shop.
In your shop. Oh, she bought the shop for...
I need your shop
your
now.
Well, no, we can't play with the shop now, Thomas, because it's upstairs or we're downstairs.
I need it.
But the tape recorder you've been using to record your own voice, haven't you? Mm. And then Grandma gave you some story tapes, didn't she? Jake, Jimmy bought you a tweenies tape for your birthday.
Yes.
And Grandma bought you some story tapes, and you've been listening to one about...
Yeah,
no. I don't know. One, that's about the teddy bear one.
Yeah.
You've been playing your story tapes on the tape recorder.
Because I have it.
Well, but no, because the tape recorder's a bit noisy at the moment, isn't it? All the time you want your tape recorder, don't you?
Yeah.
All the time.
And this really have that one.
Yes, and the tape that you really, really enjoyed has been the tape about Old Bear.
I know.
And that's the story that we read, isn't it? We've had these books for a long time, the Old Bear series. And look, when Mummy went through the bookshelf, look, this is the same sort of storybook. It's got the Old Bear tale in it. And guess what inside it says? Christmas 96 to Jean and Purdy with love from Stuart and Val. So Val's done a sampler with a teddy bear on it. She's bought his little mobile with a teddy bear and she bought me a book.
A storybook.
A storybook. Look, it says Old Bear Tales by Jane Hissey, but I don't think the story about Old Bear is in there. They've got all sorts of stories. Oh! Listen to this one, Thomas.
Yes?
I was about to say, the tape, on the story tape, there is the tape about, there's a story about Old Bear, but there's a lovely one called Sunshine Sam, the special present, and guess what? It's in this book.
Mm.
And we've got another book here, Teddy Bear Tales, by the same author. And I think that was a present from Daddy to Mummy. Let's see if it's in this one as well. Sunshine Sam and the Special Present. It is. Shall we read that one? Because we liked that, didn't we? And then what we'll do, we'll have a look at Old Bear and we'll look at these teddy bears together.
I can't
look.
Lots of Auntie Franks.
Lots of Auntie Franks, because I'd never heard this Sunshine Sam story before. I thought it was lovely. It was Christmas Eve, and Sunshine Sam, the yellow bear, sat with the other toys. They were watching the children wrapping each other's presents in bright paper. We were all presents once, said Tom Ted. It was lovely, wasn't it? First, we were wrapped up in pretty paper and tied round with bright ribbons. Then, on Christmas morning, we would feel the ribbon being untied and we would hear excited voices. And then we would jump out and meet all the other toys, said Sunshine Sam. And play with all the games and be hooked and taken out for walks, said Tom Ted. I'd like to be present again, said Sunshine Sam. It would be lovely to be a surprise for someone. You think that's Tom Ted?
Yes.
But nobody would be surprised by you now, said Tom. The children would just be disappointed because you aren't you. I'd still like to try, said Sam. Well, you can't do it on your own, said Tom. I suppose I'd better help. When the children went to bed, Sam and Tom hid behind the curtains. Everyone looked everywhere for them, and they nearly came out when they saw how worried the children were at bedtime. We wanted them in our bed, said the little girl, Amy. Christmas won't be the same if we can't find Sam and Tom. Oh, they'll turn up, said Mummy and Daddy. Don't worry, they can't be far away. With their paws tucked up in the curtains, Sam and Tom, oh, you're called Tom, waited. That was what we could call you, Tom Ted. Would you like to be Tom Ted?
No.
No, what would you like to be?
I'd be Fireman Sam.
You'd be Fireman Sam, would you? Mm, well, this is a story about Sunshine Sam, isn't it? It's not Fireman Sam, it's a teddy bear called Sunshine Sam.
It's
all
like Fireman Sam. Look, Felix!
Hi, Felix. Hello, Felix.
Yes. This is smelling my poo.
He's smelling your poo? Well, that's a bag of rubbish outside, Thomas. They'll turn up, said Mummy and Daddy. Don't worry, they can't be far away. With their paws tucked up in the curtains, Sam and Tom waited and waited for Mummy and Daddy to go to bed too. Mummy was busy hanging up Christmas cards, and Daddy was making paper chains. By the time they'd gone to bed, the two bears had given up waiting and had fallen asleep. It was still dark when they woke up because it was very, very early in the morning. Tom peeped out from behind the curtains. Oh, Sam, Father Christmas has been already, he said. The stockings are all lumpy with presents.
Mummy?
Yes,
It's one or that one.
That's right, you've lined up all your storybooks.
Yeah, this one or this one.
Do you want this one or this one or this one or this one? I like them all, but I think when we've read this story, we'll look at this one.
Hey, what?
Thank you.
You want this daddy?
Oh, thank you. Will there still be room for me? Asked Sam. Of course there will, said Tom. Come on, it's time to wrap you up. The two bears crept over to where the wrapping paper was kept and chose the brightest, prettiest paper they could find. Will it fit? Asked Sam. I don't want my paws to stick out. It looks fine, said Tom. Come on, we must hurry. It's getting lighter every minute. Sam chose the ribbon next, a bright, shiny red one.
Hey, what?
Look, Tom, isn't this lovely, he said, stroking it with his paw.
You want that one or this one?
I'll have Jolly Tall, please, the one in the middle.
Thank you.
Thank you. How much is that, Mr. Bookman?
It's a Scottish Summons.
It's how much?
It's a Sunshine Dress.
Oh, there you are.
Yep.
It's free, is it, as long as I carry on reading this story?
That's yours.
Thank you, my change. Thank you so much. So Sam's chosen the ribbon, hasn't he? A bright, shiny red one. Thank you.
And that one, or this one?
The little bear's trousers, please, the top one.
Okay.
Look, Tom, isn't this lovely, he says, stroking it with his paw. Yes, said Tom, and it's time I was tying you up with it. Thank you. Hurry now, if you want to be a present. The children will soon be down to see what's in their stockings. Sam and Tom carefully climbed up to the top. Yes, please.
Money and change,
thank you. Sam and Tom carefully climbed up to the top of one of the stockings, carrying with them the paper and the lovely red ribbon. Soon they found a little space between a long thin parcel and a flat square one. Right, Sam, said Tom, lie down on the paper and roll yourself up in it.
Well, Felix's gone away, he's smelling my housepipe.
Yes, Felix has gone away, he's having a look at the housepipe on the grass now, isn't he? Smelling it, sniffing it. What? Sam stretched out on the wrapping paper.
Did that have a book?
And Tom helped to roll him over and over. It was difficult because they kept bumping into the long thin parcel. Soon, however, Sam began to look more like a present and less like a bear. Now it was time for the ribbon. Are you ready? Called Tom. Sam's muffled voice came through the layers of paper.
Tangle up! I'll really be a present then.
Because by this time Sam's all wrapped in the paper, isn't he, so he can't talk properly.
No.
Tom folded over the ends of the paper and wrapped the red ribbon around Sam's tummy.
It's one.
Just gone back. I'll have the bottom one, please, Thomas. Yes, the bottom one, thank you.
A big one for us.
Oh, okay. He tied the red ribbon around Sam's tummy, then he tied a lovely bow.
Money and change,
thank you. Have you finished? Called a muffled Sam. Yes, you're all ready, said Tom, tucking the bear-shaped parcel into the top of the stocking. See you later, Sam. He climbed carefully down and settled himself on the sofa to wait for the children. He didn't have long to wait. In less than an hour, the children rushed into their room. He's been! they cried when they saw the bulging stockings. Just look at all the presents. Do you remember, Tom, on Christmas Day you came down and you'd have lots of presents, haven't you?
Yes.
What had Father Christmas brought you?
A little fire engine.
The red fire engine.
A wooden train set.
A wooden train set.
And a wooden... Oh, my wooden and my counting pounds.
Your counting beads, your wooden beads.
If one order.
I'll have the middle one, please, this time. And what about Tinky Winky? You brought your Tinky Winky as well, didn't you?
Money change and earmark.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. That's kind. Thank you. Right, so the children have come in to find that the stocking's full. We'll carry on with the story. Look at all these presents beautifully wrapped. Which one do you think Sam's in, Thomas?
I think this one.
Do you? But they said they tied him up with a bright, shiny red ribbon. So now which one do you think it is?
I think it's that ribbon.
I think it is as well, don't you? This is the children now. They lifted the stockings down and laid them on the sofa.
Mummy, change.
Oh, thank you.
And Mummy, there. Two ones.
Oh, two books. Thank you very much. It was then that they saw Tom. Tom, Ted, they cried. You're here after all. We did so want you to share the fun, but we still haven't found Sunshine Sam. Christmas just won't be the same without him. The first parcel to be opened was the long, thin one. Which is the long, thin parcel, Thomas?
This one.
No, the long, thin one.
That one.
That's right, that one. The first parcel to be opened was the long, thin one, which had been tucked in next to Sam.
This one.
Now, this is the long, thin one, that one, the red one. It's the little umbrella, cried Amy. Oh, Sam would have loved this umbrella. He could have gone for walks with me in the rain and kept his fur dry. Do you remember when we had the party at the Beehive and Ben and Charlotte got little umbrellas from Father Christmas in their parcels, didn't they? Ben and Charlotte are going camping next week, and not camping, caravanning, I think.
Look, we do say what's in there.
What's in there?
Candles. Here.
What's in there?
Like a mouse.
A little mouse! Little mouse living in a hole?
Yeah.
Now who's driving out now?
Fred.
The next present was the flat one. On the other side of Sam. Right, which is the flat parcel, Thomas?
This one.
No, that's the one that we said Sam was in. That's the tall thin one. Which is flat? Which is thin?
This one.
This is thin.
Yeah.
That's fat. That's thin. Oh, look, cried Amy. It's a lovely book. I could have snuggled down in bed with Sam to read this. But now I can't because he's lost. Oh, she's very sad, Amy, isn't she?
Well,
she thinks Sam's missing. She wiped a tear away and then reached in the stocking for the third parcel. This time it was Sam's parcel. She took hold of it and carefully lifted it out. What pretty ribbon, she said, smiling. I wonder what's inside. She undid the ribbon and pulled up the wrapping paper. Look. Sunshine Sam, she cried. It's you. You aren't lost. But how did you get in there? Perhaps Father Christmas found you and brought you home. Oh, I'm so happy. You're the best present I've ever had. And she tied the lovely red ribbon around Sam's neck.
That you?
In a big, bright bow. And she showed him her umbrella and her book. Come on, Sam, she said. Let's open the rest of the presents together. You see, Tom, said Sam later on, when they were sitting quietly amidst the sea of wrapping paper, the children really did like me being a present again. Amy said I was the best one that she has ever had. Yes, said Tom, Ted, that's true, but I don't think you better try it again. I think being a surprise twice is quite enough.
Like it?
If you had to have one of your presents again, Thomas, which one would you like?
I want a blue one.
A blue one. And what would be inside your blue parcel?
I think a big, big, long fire engine.
A big, big, big fire engine? You mean larger than the fire engines you've got now?
Yes.
Gosh, this book is quite old, isn't it? Actually, you just smell that. It doesn't actually smell very nice, does it? Oh dear, Thomas, that's showing my age if my books are starting to smell old. Oh no, look at this. Mummy's put some clippings in the back of this book. Look at this, this is interesting. When Mummy was a little girl, I had a magazine, a comic. can't think what it was called. That might have been something bears. I can't think what it was called. Look.
Teddy bears.
Yes. Teddy bears were on the cover. It was a summer special and it cost 35 pence.
You want pence?
Pence. Thank you.
What? Thank you. Large.
That's a large book, isn't it? Thank you. It's all these people taking their teddy bears on the picnic. Can you see the newspaper cuttings?
Yeah.
You see all those people taking their teddy bears on a picnic? You went to a teddy bears picnic, didn't you?
No.
No, don't do that to us. That's too wrong. Ah, now look. Here it is. This is the cover of the magazine. It says, 40 pages of fun for little children, Teddy Bears Summer Special. And it's asking you to find 5 ice creams hidden in the picture. Let's see if we can do that. That's the cover of the magazine. Now, somewhere hidden are 5 ice creams. Where do you think they are?
One there.
One there?
So that one dropped it.
That little boy dropped it over the boat, did he, into the water? Right, we found one. We've got 4 more to find.
Where's
another? You look around the picture very carefully and you tell me.
I can see this one.
Yes, but there are 4 more. Mummy can see them. Can you see them?
No.
Put it on the table. And look very carefully all around the picture.
Well, I can see that green.
You can see one there, another one in the water. Which teddy do you think dropped that?
That one.
That one. Oh, that's 2 ice creams we found. We've still got 3 more to find. Look in the water.
Look, that's a black one.
That's a black one. Well, I think they're all the same colour, it's just it's landed in the water. Can you see any more ice creams?
I think I found...
Another one in the water. Which teddy dropped that one?
That one.
That teddy, right. And we've 2 more to find now. 2 more ice creams. Hidden in the picture.
Another
one, you found that one. Which teddy dropped that one?
That one.
That one, that's 4 ice creams we found and 1 still to find. 1 more ice cream.
I think I found...
Is that your thinking noise?
Mm.
Your concentrating noise? Well, all your fingers nearly on it, Thomas.
Look at this one.
Yes, that's we found that one. We found 1, 2, 3, 4, and we've 1 more to find.
Yes.
Where is it? It might not be in the sea. It might be somewhere else. It might be in the sky on the picture.
Not in there. Seagulls.
Oh, the seagulls. Well, if you've seen the seagulls... That's clever, didn't they? You knew they were called seagulls. If you have a look where the seagulls are flying, what do you think the seagulls might be looking for?
Well, I'm slowly not flying down.
Well, they might be looking for it. Where do you think it is?
The ice cream!
You found it! 5 ice creams. Let's count them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5! And do you know what that is, Thomas, in the distance?
1, 2, 3, 4, 11, 12, 13, 14.
14, right. Well, I suppose if you keep recounting in the house. That's the lighthouse. And can you see the cliffs?
Yeah.
And that is the fun fair.
Look, it's rolling.
Yeah, no, we don't roll it. Mm-hmm. So that's a book about teddy bears.
Billy, be teddy, I need it here.
What are the teddy bears doing on this page?
Eating a knick-knick.
Eating a knick-knick? What are they eating?
Look, that one's eating tomatoes.
Eating tomatoes, yes. What have they got? Picnic food. What can you see on them?
Coffee, that one.
That one's drinking a cup of coffee.
That one's drinking cake.
That one's drinking a cake. Well, he's eating a cake. You drink drinks, you eat cakes, you eat food.
That one's having another.
Is he having coffee or tea?
He's having tea.
Tea. One's having coffee, one's having tea. Oh, now, what are those? Grandma bought some of those the other day. What are those called?
Buns.
Buns. They're donuts. Well, can you see? They're round and they've got a hole in the middle. They look like a polo. They look like a polo, but they're cakes. They're donuts. And that's the cake. And what's the top of the cake?
Chocolate. Some cherries.
Monkey
cherries and me.
Look, they've got it. What do you think's in that?
Strawberry juice.
Strawberry juice. And they've got a beautiful picnic hamper. And look, they're sitting in a garden. And look at the flowers. There's some snowdrops. It's pretty spring flowers. Look, what's this?
Butterfly.
A butterfly. And what else can we see?
Daffodils.
Daffodils.
Yes.
I think actually this book might be. Mediva's Big Teddy Bears. I think this book might be the same as the other, it's just a different cover. Let me show you this teddy. I think you'll know some of these teddy bears in this book. Because.
Quieter than the bear.
That's a nice bear, isn't it?
It's quiet.
Is it quiet? Now, do you know what these are, Thomas? These are all different bears. There's the big brown bears.
Mm.
And what are the white bears called? Do you know what the white bears are called?
I know.
Polar bears.
Yeah.
They live in the cold. And do you know what these are?
Yeah.
What are those?
Cheeky monkeys.
Cheeky monkeys. They're called pandas. They're black and white bears. And do you know what that little bear's called?
Yeah.
No. You don't know, that's called a koala bear. They live in Australia. No. Well, you must be very gentle with books, Thomas.
But a spider. Look, a spider jumped on your hand.
Oh, a spider's jumped on my hand, has it?
Yeah.
Look, there's a picture of a teddy bear. It looks as if it's on top of Blackpool Tower, doesn't it?
Mm.
Oh, there's a teddy there called Teddy Bright Eyes. That was written a very, very long time ago, Thomas. Oh, are you giving me a kiss? Aren't you beautiful? This book is called Teddy Bright Eyes and it says, an early British book to feature a teddy bear. It was the tale of Teddy Bright Eyes, published in 1909. Oh, and the other one. Do you know what this teddy's called?
Yes.
Tim Tuppy Toes.
Yeah.
Written in 1914. That was before Grandad was born, because Grandad was born in 1919. Sweet. So 1914 is 5 years before your Grandad was born. So do you think perhaps Grandad would read about Teddy Bright Eyes and Tuppy Toes, Tim Tuppy Toes? Do you think he would?
No,
thanks. Ah, now these are the bears that Mummy recognises. Ah, look at this. Do you know who this is? Andy Pandy. Andy Pandy, Looby Loo and Teddy. Mummy used to watch that when she was a little girl.
No, I need to find it there. Yeah. I can't get over. Bridge, please.
Oh, you know who that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Who's that? Paddington Bear. Paddington wears a duffel coat, a hat and Wellingtons, and his mum made some.
Mummy, I'm getting something. Look, Leopold has over there, and clothes are large go over there.
Oh, yes.
Please, I have got my cars go over there.
What would you like your cars to go over there? Yeah. Ah, now this is a bear that I know Grandad will be like.
Talk.
You don't want me to talk?
No, it's Renan talk.
The train man's talking, is he?
Yeah.
And what's the train man saying to you?
He's saying, these are daughters. Our juice powder. And he's saying, they are normally asleep. No train on them over there. They do all in it. No.
I see you're building a bridge now with a box, are you?
I haven't done my cars to go over there.
Your cars? Well, in a minute. This bear, this was 1920, the year after Grandad was born. Grandad does like Rupert Bear, doesn't he?
Mm.
And this is a story that you'd like, Thomas, because it says, shoe shop bears. You like playing with shoes, don't you? You like playing at being a shoe shop man. And do you recognise these people?
Yes.
Sooty, Sweep and Sue.
Yes.
And Winnie the Pooh. Who likes Winnie the Pooh?
Thomas,
and who else?
Piglet.
Look, who's this? Winnie the Pooh. Thomas and Piglet. Is that Winnie the Pooh?
Yes, it is. I saw the lost something.
What did you see?
No monster there.
There's no monster. Yes. Ah, that was the magazine that we were just talking about, wasn't it? The Winnie the Pooh again, look.
Oh, it got some marshmallow eyes or something. The
bears have dropped the ice cream again. Yes, it's the same one, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the cover of the magazine. Can you quickly find the ice creams again?
One, two, three, four, five.
Once I caught a fish.
I saw a flash there.
What did you see?
Oh no, no, that hat again.
There's another panda. You're a tired boy. What didn't you have a late night last night? We had a very late night, really, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, now look at that. What are those teddies doing?
Looking at lights.
Looking at the lights on there?
And that Christmas tree.
Yes, look at this lady. This lady's pictured in her home. She's called Jean as well. She has over 150 teddy bears. Gosh. Look, this shows people making teddy bears. That's nice, isn't it? Ah, oh, look at that big teddy.
We have those teddies.
We do. Little teddy bears. If you go down to the woods today, you better go in disguise. Oh, what are these teddy bears?
Lolo.
This one's pretending to be a doctor, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he making the teddy bear, the baby bear in the cot better?
Yes. What? Oh.
I think what we'll do now, Tom.
No, I'm making this a big bridge. No,
you're
no,
making a big bridge?
Not stack them up. No, the builder do.
The builder wants to stack them up, does he?
Yeah.
Okay, just be very careful, Linda. Let's pop these papers inside. But be gentle with the books, because some of these books are quite old, aren't they?
They're not blocks. No, it will be... Ginger.
Is Ginger here now?
Yes.
The Ginger Pussycat. Ginger. Oh, hello, Ginger Pussycat.
Oh, let me see this food.
No, but I think Purdy's eaten all the food, hasn't she? Oh, look at him.
What for?
Oh, I feel sorry for him, Thomas, because he's...
Look, he's looking at me.
Oh, no, I shouldn't feed him, should I? This is very naughty.
Crying.
Well, this is the trouble, you see, he's not looked after very well, is he? No. If you ever have a pussycat, Thomas?
Yes.
Or a dog, or any type of animal, you must look after it.
Yes.
Because this is what's a real shame, that the people who look after Ginger, well, the people who own Ginger don't actually look after him very well, do they? They don't feed him.
Yeah.
Look, he looks so...
Because it's
easy out. Well, you see, the other thing that worries me now, you look at that pussycat's back, what can you see on his back?
Paint.
He's got paint and he's got green paint, and I know that the people who live behind us are decorating their bathroom green, aren't they?
Yes, these ones. Linda and Brian.
No, not next door, not Linda and Brian. The people who live behind us, who look after the Ginger Pussycat. Now you see, they're painting the bathroom because we can see, and he's got green paint all over his back. And the trouble is, paint is poisonous to pussycats. If, oh dear, what are we going to do?
What now?
Well, you know how pussycats clean their fur, they lick it, don't they? So he must have licked his fur to get it clean. And he'll have swallowed all that paint. It's all on his tail as well. Oh, it really upsets me, Thomas. Because he's not looked after, is he? Look at him.
Look, that's his food.
Well, it's not Purdy's food. Mummy's just put a little bit of food. It isn't the food that Purdy was eating on a plate. Mummy's put some fresh food out. We shouldn't feed him. It's silly of us to feed him because he'll want feeding forevermore, but...
He's looking a big tail.
Well, he's normally a big cat, but he looks so thin at the moment. He's not being fed, is he?
No.
Oh, Thomas.
You're falling into food. He's saying meow.
That's right. Before we gave him the food, he said meow, didn't he? Oh, dear.
What for?
He's hungry, and you see, he's not really looked after very well, is he, Thomas? He fights, so he's a naughty fighting cat, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a very vicious, rough cat, actually.
What for?
Well, do you remember he had that fight last week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You remember he was having a fight with the grey and white cat, wasn't he?
Yes.
And what happened?
Big fight, lots of feathers.
Lots of feathers, it looked like feathers. Mummy heard a noise. Meow. And I thought it was pussycats outside. And I went outside a long time afterwards and our grass at the front was covered in white and it looked like a cat had killed a bird. There was so much white, it looked like feathers. But it was actually fur from the grey and white cat because this naughty ginger cat that we're feeding now had attacked him. But you see, because the grey and white cat's a boy as well, he didn't want to lose the fight.
Oh, he's getting a big tail.
He is getting a bit pale, isn't he? Did you say big tail or big tail?
Big tail.
Big tail. When you look at his tail, Thomas, isn't it pretty? Because he's all different coloured ginger.
Look, you need to stroke him.
Well, I'm not going to do that because... No, he's walking away. Yes, his tail's striped. It's all different colours, ginger and white, isn't it?
His tail's called black.
Just can't get over how thin he is, Thomas. He's such a thin cat. And he was always a big pussycat, wasn't he?
He's a big pussycat now.
Well, he's bigger than Purdy, but he's still, compared to what he used to be, he's not. He's, oh dear, I don't know. But you see, if Ginger's fighting with Purdy or Molly or Tiddles, the lady cats always want to come inside because they're very frightened. But when it's another boy cat like Felix or that grey and white cat, the boys want to fight because they like fighting. Oh, look, can you see the magpie now?
Mm.
Yes, you see, pussycats and magpies don't like one another. And the magpies taunt the pussycat. The magpie's sitting on the fence now, saying to the ginger pussycat, I shall get you. Because normally pussycats get birds, but magpies, it's different. Look, Ginger's having a look at the plant that you bought Mummy for Mother's Day.
Look, he's going to eat him.
No, I don't think he's eating. He's just having a sniff, isn't he? So then after the boy cats had had a fight, Daddy went out and tried to shoo them away and we couldn't separate them, could we? And then we went for a walk and we saw the ginger pussycat going home, the grey and white one going home, and we went to have a look, didn't we, to see where the grey and white one lived. We followed him home.
Yeah.
Because he was hurt, wasn't he?
Look, he's in the trees.
Yes, Ginger's in the trees. What had happened to the grey and white pussycat, Thomas, in the fight?
Is he around in my curtain?
Who's round in your curtains?
Not anybody.
Yes, the grey and white pussycat had been injured in the fight, so we went to tell the owners, didn't we? But having said that, I do think... I think the magpie's saying to Ginger, just stay away with Ginger or I'll get you. That's what he's saying. See, the magpie's a pretty bird, really, isn't
he? I shall get you.
I shall get you. He's got... Can you see blue? Can you see blue on the magpie?
Hmm.
He's mainly black and white, but he's got blue feathers, hasn't he? Bright blue. Or a deep blue. But you see, Ginger's a naughty boy, really. But if his owners looked after him a little bit more, Thomas, he wouldn't fight and stray away from home. It's a shame. Anyway, enough of that. Let's look at these bears.
What bears? These bears?
Yes, these bears. Now, this is our favourite story, isn't it? This is the one on the tape, and it's called Old Bear. Now, what we'll do, when we're reading this story, we'll get some of these bears. Oh, I need the rabbit. Just let me go and get the rabbit.
What rabbit?
The pink rabbit from upstairs.
Okay. It makes lots of noise. A pig. I mean. See?
Right. One day, the toys were sitting by the window when they remembered their friend, a wood bear. Long ago, he'd been put in the attic with some old clothes and books. It would be fun to get him down, said Grandma Brown. Right, now, out of all our teddies, the oldest teddy is this one. Is that Mummy's teddy bear?
No.
So, shall we have him as old bear?
Well, his line it.
Pardon?
Mummy's gone.
Well, he's gone, yes, he's very old. Shall we put him up there and pretend that's the attic? So, old bear's sitting in the attic. Whoops.
Nearly fall down in the attic.
He did nearly fall down. We'll put him up there. We'll pretend that's the attic. So, Bramwell Brown. We've got... Which of these two teddy bears would you like to be Bramwell Brown?
I need to be that one.
That one can be Bramwell Brown, right? No. That one's Bramwell Brown.
He's sitting on the floor.
He's sitting on the floor. So Bramwell Brown...
Then he's having a sleep.
Is he? So Bramwell Brown thinks it would be fun to get him down.
He's joking.
Aww. Isn't he nice, Teddy? What colour is his ribbon?
Green.
Green. We could build a tower of bricks to reach the attic, said Little Bear.
Let's go too.
Right, now, which of these teddy bears would you like to be Little Bear, Thomas? We've got lots of small bears, haven't we? Let's have a look. Which of those would you like to be Little Bear?
That white one.
The white one. Right, that's Little Bear. That's Bramwell Brown. That's Old Bear. Oh, I hope you remember all these names. Do you think we will?
Yes.
We could build a tower of bricks to reach the attic, said Little Bear. So this is Little Bear. They made the tower very high, but crash, the bricks and Little Bear came tumbling down.
That's good, very tall.
Yeah, so shall we get some little building bricks?
Yes. Little bit up there and crash smack and down on that little teddy bear.
Right, there you are, your little bear. You build a tower of bricks.
More bricks.
I think that'll do for now.
The builder needs lots of bricks.
The builder needs lots of bricks. Right, so they've made a little tower.
Oh, I need a big tower.
Right, shall we get some more bricks?
1, 2, 3, 4.
There we are, that's all the bricks we can have. Now, what's going to happen when we've made the tower of bricks?
The mortar crash back down.
You're going to come crashing down. So is it Little Bear that's going to climb up there?
Yeah.
Right, off he goes then. You let Little Bear climb up. He's trying to reach Big Teddy up there. Old Teddy in the attic. Oh! He's fallen down. What about the bricks? What about the bricks? Have the bricks fallen as well?
No, we're standing up.
Oh, I was in the story they fall down. Because it says we could build a tower of bricks to reach the attic, said Little Bear.
Look.
It made the tower very high, but crash! The bricks and Little Bear came tumbling down.
I need some more bricks.
Do you?
Very hard!
To build it very, very hard. There we are. Remember, it's Little Bear building.
No, Big Tower.
It's Little Bear building the big tower, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mummy?
Yes?
I don't need those big ones. I need some big, more big ones. Mm-hmm. Yes. Where are you going, Mummy? Mummy? Oh no, I get those building blocks.
You thought I was getting building blocks?
Yeah.
Well, you're not getting more towers because that tower's really very high now, isn't it?
There's some more. Please.
There's lots more there, look.
I'm not making those. I can make one.
No, but there aren't any more large ones, that's what there is.
Oh yes, I got some.
So, are you calling me a silly Billy?
Yeah.
So what's the next page? Oh, we can stand on top of each other, said Duck. Where's Duck? Here's Duck. There's Duck.
Whoa.
We can stand on top of each other, said Duck. So look, there's Duck. And then who's next? Oh, Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Right, would you like to put rabbit on duck's shoulders like in the book? But Bramwell Brown's supervising, so this is Bramwell Brown.
He's having a knick-knick.
He's having a knick-knick, a bit, isn't it? And in the book we've got duck and rabbit, and then look who's on top.
Rabbit.
Little bear. Gosh, that's tall. We can stand on top of each other, said duck, but rabbit wobbled and...
Oh! I wanted a duck went crash on the floor.
Oh! And everyone fell down. Bump.
And my cousin.
Let's try bouncing on the bed, said Rabbit.
And there's no time, it's not fun.
It's not fun?
No.
Oh, you think bouncing on the bed's fun. They jumped up and down, up and down, up and down, but they couldn't jump as high as they had to. Are you going to make the bears jump up and down?
Jump, then a rabbit went. Wobble, wobbled and crashed down.
The rabbit wobble, wobbled and crashed down, did he? Oh dear, dear. I wonder what the next idea is to try and reach the old bear in the attic.
It's one.
Oh, look, duck. Oh, duck felt very sad. Listen at duck quacking. Duck's quacking because he's very sad. Duck felt sad. How can we get old bear back, he asked. Don't worry, said Bramwell Brown, we'll find a way. Oh, look at the picture. What's Bramwell Brown doing to Duck?
Stroking.
He's stroking and he's got a tissue to wipe Duck's little eyes, look. Aww. I'll climb this plant, said Little Bear.
Little Bear went tumbling down on Mummy's head.
Did he, Little Bear, went tumbling down on Mummy's head?
Crash!
Crash, we haven't really got a plant, have we, Thomas? But shall we pretend these flowers? Could be a plant. I'll climb this plant, said Little Bear. Look, up he goes. He swung from the very top leaf, but up, down he fell, right into Bramwell's paws. Right, can Bramwell catch him? You hold Bramwell.
Crash!
You hold Bramwell, and Little Bear comes.
Crash!
Crash! Oh, Bramwell's caught him. Look at that.
A baby.
Like a baby, that's right. Then the toys saw the little plane. We've got a little airplane down here, haven't we?
A big wooden airplane.
What's a big wooden one?
My wooden train set.
The wooden train set?
Yes.
Do you think they would use the wooden train set to try and rescue the bear?
Yes!
Here's the little toy plane. Then the toy saw the little plane. We'll fly to the attic, said Rabbit. And you can use parachutes to come down, said Bramwell Brown.
Yeah.
Right. Now what happens? Bramwell wound up the propeller. There's the propeller. Where's the propeller, Thomas?
Here.
That's right. Well, Bramwell wound at the propeller. So here's Bramwell Brown. You let Bramwell help you. And the plane took off. Who's inside the plane? It's Rabbit and Little Bear, isn't it? Do you think there's room for Rabbit and Little Bear in that plane?
No. Right,
there's Rabbit, there's Little Bear. And look, here's Bramwell.
Oh dear, my building.
Oh dear, your building fell over. Look, Bramwell's winding at the propeller.
Whoosh.
And the plane took off. Up and up they went. Look. See you later, poor little bear.
Look, no, nothing again.
No, well, there should be. Look, look at the picture. Look,
look,
it's little bear and the bunny rabbit that have gone up to the attic. Isn't it?
It's high up.
It is high up, isn't it? The plane flew right up to the attic and Little Bear climbed in. So obviously the rabbit must go back down with the plane and just leave Little Bear to go into the attic. Look, he's opening the attic door. What have we got? We call our attic a loft, don't we? What have we got in our loft?
My baby.
Your baby things, we've got the pram, haven't we, and your baby walker. What else have we got up there?
Slim!
Have we put the Christmas decorations up there?
Yeah.
And suitcases after our holiday.
Slim!
Oh,
Slim!
I think the rabbit will have flown back down now to see the other bears. Don't shout, Thomas. It's too noisy.
It's high up.
It's his head. Listen, what happens when the old bear gets to the attic? What does he say?
No.
He whispers. He lifts back the trapdoor and what does he say? Any bears in here?
Yes, sir. Muffled, sir.
What did he hear? A muffled? Muffled grrr. And who do you think it was?
Tiny bear.
I think it was Old Bear. Look, Old Bear sitting there with all the books. Here he is. Look, it was Old Bear.
How are you?
What's Little Bear saying? Would you like to come back down, said Little Bear? We've missed you.
Oh, that would be lovely, said Old Bear.
The two bears put on their parachutes. Do you know what the parachutes are made from?
Yes.
Handkerchiefs. Ready? Right, all these people downstairs, Bromwell Brown, and the rabbit, and the duck, are all shouting. What do you say before we do something?
No.
When we say 1, 2, 3, you say ready.
Ready, go!
Ready, steady, go! Ready, steady, go! Call the others from below. Old Bear and Little Bear jumped. Their parachutes opened.
Fly!
And they floated down. Yes, they were flying. They floated down. Welcome home, Old Bear, cried his friends.
Oh, thank you, said Old Bear. It's lovely to be back at last.
Look, they're all together now. We've got
Teddy
Bramwell Brown, which is this one. Then we've got, who's that there? The rabbit. There's the rabbit. And then we've got Duck. And we've got Little Bear. And who are they all cuddling?
Mummy.
Mummy's Old Bear. Isn't that nice? Is that a story with a happy ending? I think actually one of the other books that we have that has the story about Old Bear tells a longer story than we just told.
I need a wooden train set.
You need a wooden train set?
Yeah, it's on the table.
You'd like to play with it on the table?
Yeah. On the floor, in here. And in the toy room.
It's in the toy room, is it? In the toy box? Yes. I was just looking to see if we could find that Old Bear story in here, because I don't think we can.
Steady.
Isn't that funny?
Ready, steady, steady!
Listen, Thomas, there's a story called Flossie and Ginger at the seaside. Who do you think Ginger is in this storybook?
That Ginger.
Is that Ginger? I don't know. I have to find out who Ginger is.
Zero, he's off.
Ready, steady, zero, he's off. Oh no, that's well, there were four in the bed. Oh, that sounds a nice story. Oh, here we are, Flossie and Ginger at the seaside. Ginger must be that little teddy bear, I think.
Look, a regional airplane.
Yes. Thomas, you do make a lot of noise. I think when we listen to the story about Old Bear on your tape recording, they say that, do you know why they put Old Bear in the attic?
Mum, I didn't get done.
I know you do know. Thomas, do you know why? Do you know why they put the Old Bear in the attic?
Yeah.
Why did they put the Old Bear in the attic?
No.
I don't know. You see Mummy's teddy bear here? No. You'd already said he hasn't got one eye, has he? Sorry, he's only got one eye. One eye's missing. Well, can you see all the straw in his head? He's very, very old, isn't he? Yeah. Well, just like the Old Bear in the story, the children loved Old Bear. But they were sometimes a little bit rough with him. And so somebody put him in the attic, really, just to give him a little rest. Just so the children wouldn't be rough, and unfortunately they'd forgotten about him. That's why he'd been in the attic so long. But when he came back down to the nursery, when Duck and Rabbit and Bramwell and Little Bear brought him down, the children were older and they knew how to treat him more carefully. You've got to be gentle with things. You are actually very, very good, really, aren't you?
I need a sweet now.
You need a sweet now? You need a sweet for being a good, gentle boy, do you?
Yay! Yes. Yay! Mm. These are awesome.
Would you? Or would you like... Oh, that's nice, giving Teddy a kiss. Would you perhaps like...
Like a gem.
I was just about to say some ice gems, some little icy biscuits, yeah. And...
Ice gems.
A drink of milk.
No, gems now.
Oh, gems rather than the ice biscuits, I see. Look, who's that?
When a woman down my body.
It's a boat, man. It's a teddy in a boat, isn't it?
No water in there.
No, there's no water in the boat. We've got lots of teddies, haven't we? All these other teddies. There you are. Do you like one of those little sweets?
Thank you. Those are cough sweets.
Are they cough sweets? Oh, you suddenly developed a cough, have you? No, they're not cough sweets, Top Thomas. They're not tablets. They're just ordinary sweeties.
Like a muff.
No, that's it. No more. This is a very nice teddy. This is a new teddy. He looks old, but Daddy got you that, didn't he, a few weeks ago?
Mm.
He looks like a very old bear. And then this was Daddy's teddy bear. What colour is Daddy's teddy bear?
Brown.
He's not brown, is he? What colour is he?
Blue.
And this was a teddy bear that somebody gave us before you were born, but it was for you.
Mm.
You've got a little red heart that says, I love you. This was a present on your first birthday. Who's this?
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat. It's Sailor Teddy. He's dressed in a sailor suit.
These are not cough sweets.
No, they're not cough sweets, Thomas. They're little gems.
Find some more in this.
And this is Daddy's teddy bear as well, Paddington Bear. It says, please look after this bear. Thank you. And that's your Paddington Bear. That's a Paddington Bear on a rattle that Sister Eileen gave you when you were a baby. And this tiny bear, the day after you were born, Auntie Tricia brought this to the hospital. And we sat it at the bottom of your cot in the hospital. And this was a present from Pam. And this is called a doorknob bear. And he sits on the doorknob of your bedroom. Do you know what he says?
Mm.
His t-shirt says, please make my bed. That's to remind you to make your bed every morning. But you don't, do you? Who makes your bed?
Mummy says.
Mummy does.
And Daddy makes his bed.
I don't think Daddy makes his bed either. You both leave it to Mummy to do, don't you?
Yeah. And Mummy?
Yeah.
And some sweets in here.
You want some sweets in the teddy boat?
Yes. Come here. It'll do the trick.
That should do the trick?
Yeah. You got any cough sweets? It'll do the trick.
Who said that to you? Do you want any cough sweets? These will do the trick.
Only some sweets.
Look, we've one more book about a teddy.
Come on, this one's boy.
Do you?
In this teddy book. Thing.
You want one more sweet in the teddy boat?
Lots.
No, you can't have lots of sweets, Thomas. You can't, no. It's not good for you. What colours?
Blue. Green. Red.
Hey. Mmm, neither of us can talk now because we're chewing on sweeties, aren't we?
Hello?
Right, this one's called Teddy's Birthday Surprise. We like this book, don't we?
Mmm.
Oh, do you want to press the button? You'd think a storybook about a teddy bear's birthday would play the teddy bear's picnic, wouldn't you?
Hmm.
Mind you, it's playing the wheels on the bus, and the book does feature a bit about a bus. On the morning of Teddy's birthday, the postman brought him a special
letter. Not Postman Pat!
Yeah, it's Postman Pat. Teddy opened it quickly. It was an invitation to a surprise party held in his honour. Teddy was very excited and ran through the woods where he found a big red bus parked, decked with balloons. Oh, just think, teddy bears, postmen and big red buses. So far, all your favourite things.
Balloons.
Yes, your balloons. We still got your balloons from your party. You really should take them down, you know.
Yeah.
All of Teddy's friends were inside the bus, having a wonderful time. Happy birthday, Teddy, they all cheered. Look, it's like playgroup yesterday. Mm. Well, not yesterday. When was playgroup? Yes, it was yesterday.
Mama and this teddy bear.
No. What are they doing? What are the teddy bears doing inside the play bus?
Sharing.
They're sharing. That's a good boy. Yes, what are they playing with?
These.
They're playing in the sandpit. Look, they look as if they've got a boat like yours here. And what's for somebody else doing here?
Painting.
Yes, have you enjoyed painting?
Yeah.
You've painted some pretty pictures, haven't you? At tea time, they all rush back to Teddy's house. There is still one more surprise for you, Teddy, said his friends.
Wish I'd gone in there and played that train set.
You wish you'd gone inside to play the train set, do you? Mm-hmm. Inside his house, Teddy found a beautiful train set. Teddy loved trains and wished he could be an engine driver one day. Do you wish you could be an engine driver?
Yeah.
The next morning, Teddy's father took him to a real railway station and Teddy met an engine driver. But they're shaking hands. What are they saying? Hello, how do you do? You can wave the train off with my flag, said the engine driver. You've got a flag, haven't you? Mm. Teddy stood on the platform and waved the flag as the train pulled away. Teddy was too small to drive a real train.
No, no, that's a train.
Yes, that's called a baggage cart, isn't it? What's it carrying?
Lots of parcels.
Lots of parcels and...
And suitcases.
Suitcases, that's right. Teddy was too small to drive a real train. But you can drive the baggage cart, said the driver. Teddy was delighted as he drove the baggage cart down the platform. Thank you, Dad, for a great birthday surprise, smiled Teddy.
You are doing it.
You want to do it? Want to press the button? The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all day long, all day long. Do you enjoy that? Which is your favourite teddy bear?
I'm not one. Teddy bears.
Don't you? You've got your head in the teddy bear's boat saying you don't like teddy bears.
No, I want them.
Well, I like all your teddy bears, but my favourite, of course, is my teddy bear because he's been with me a long time.
A little man's sweet, isn't it?
No, you're not really sweet. No. Do you know what this teddy bear's real name is?
No.
Edward.
No.
Woodchie.
No.
Bear. Six.
No.
And we call him Teddy for short, don't we?
Yeah.
Edward Pugwudgie. That's a funny name, isn't it?
These are my teddy on.
Possibly.
I can find some. Get me down in that box here.
What would you like, darling?
That white box.
Oh, certainly not. I didn't realise I left the sweet box on the table. Mm. It was a bit silly of me, wasn't it?
Please don't have it.
No, he's got to go back in the cupboard.
Ow!
Listen, if we eat all the sweets now, there'll be none left for the weekend.
I need some. Yay! Yay!
No.
Yay! No. Please!
I think it's eating sweets that makes you bad-tempered. I think it's all the colouring.
Please have some of this egg on.
No, listen. Easter Sunday, you're going to have lots of Easter eggs. But you won't get Easter eggs if you're not a good boy. Something special. Now listen, if you're going to cry, shh, If you're going to cry every time I say no to sweets, I will never give you any sweets. Because they're meant to be a little treat. Tom, you can't just sit and eat sweets. What would the dentist say? When you went to see the dentist, he said you had very, very nice teeth. And we told him you ate lots of fruit and you drank sensible drinks. If you keep eating sweets, the next time we go and see him, he's going to say, oh, Thomas Henry, what have you done to your teeth? Isn't he? He's not going to be a pleased dentist.
Mum, watch a bit of a television.
Well, all right, you can watch a little bit of Farming Sun instead of having a sweet. How's that?
Oh, what's that? Yeah.
Yes, that's a good idea.
James!
No, I said you can watch Farming Sun instead of having a sweet. Yes.
What about a sweet?
Well, what about a sweet? You've had sweets.
About the gym, I think.
No, I think not. I think you watch Farming Sun instead.
Well,
you can have a drink of milk, certainly, yes.
About icy biscuits?
A few icy biscuits.
Okay.
Okay?
About two.
Two? Yes, that sounds a good number.
About two ones, about a lot of ones.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, give me down.
In a minute.
Please.